Newsbreak podcast.
People always point at the government, I mean, quite rightly, and try and hold them accountable and say, what are you doing about this crisis where approximately about 30% of the population is food insecure and up to 52% of the population is on the brink? There's an academic by the name of Dr. Tracy Ledger who's written a book called An Empty Plate. And in the book, she explains how during apartheid, everything was really tightly regulated in the agricultural space and in the food space. It's throughout the food chain, from what the farmers were buying their seeds for to what they were selling to retailers and what was being sold to consumers was all regulated. It needed a whole department and it cost the government a lot of money. That was only necessary because of the sanctions against the country at the time during apartheid. When the new government came into power, they quite rightly thought, okay, well, we need to deregulate this area so that we can allow for healthy trading with other countries, importing food, exporting food. And so they opened it up to the free market in what's known as the 96 Agri-Bill. It was in this bill that the government pretty much signed away their right to involve themselves in the food space at all in the hopes that the free market would regulate itself. It would be a self-regulating system. So under the assumption that because it's a food, because it's a basic human essential, morals would hold it together. But that's unfortunately not the case.
Organizations such as SA Harvest and others are trying to bridge the gap and win to a certain extent, but this is surely not enough.
Policies need to be put in place that allow for the equal distribution of food across the country. I mean, we need to feed our country. There's no doubt that we can solve this. But we need to even go further and push the government to make amendments in the Constitution. For example, Section 27 of the Bill of Rights in the Constitution, it literally says, word for word, that it's a basic human right for all South Africans to have access to adequate food and water. It doesn't speak about frequency of that food and water. It doesn't speak about how that's going to be fulfilled, who's going to be fulfilling that, especially if the government doesn't have a say in what happens in the retail and agricultural space. I mean, just on the food waste alone that the country is generating, the avoidable food waste, we can feed them. We can feed everyone in the country. It just comes down to policy changes, just like what's happened in France, whereby they've made edible food waste illegal by retailers. So retailers have to then donate that to organizations that can feed people. Unless it's institutionalized and laid down in law, yeah, it's quite hard to really assume that people's moral good will come to the fore.
Ali, looking at the Marketing of Agricultural Products Act of 1996 and comparing it to the price margins since then, what are your thoughts on that?
Just an example of how the farming space is being so tightly squeezed by the retailers is that by 1999, the wheat farmers' share of the retail price of white bread and brown bread had plunged from 33% to just 18%. The farmers who were producing the wheat and they were getting 33% of the profits are now, 3 years after the bill was enacted, that 33% dropped to 18%.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.